This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Arbios Biotech is a joint venture between Canfor and a technology pioneering company called Licella, based out of Australia. The two have collaborated together on a joint venture called Arbios Biotech. Arbios Biotech has completed construction of its Chunto Guna hydrothermal liquefaction facility, which converts wood waste products into biofuel. If all goes as planned, it will be producing renewable bio-oil within the year of 2025. Just months away from production, we had a chance to speak to external relations lead Tessa Gill at the Future Fuels Forum on January 14th in the House of Ancestors. Here she is now to walk us through just what the world's largest hydrothermal liquefaction facility can do.
It's an exciting time for your organization right now as the ribbon is being cut on the Arbios Biotech facility, which is just on the edge of Prince George. This plant takes advantage of wood waste and turns it into another byproduct. What types of fuel could be the end result of what you're producing at Arbios?
So we're really targeting sustainable, renewable transportation fuels. So the real point of that is that there are some fleets, there are some technologies like aviation, marine transportation. It's going to take a while. We don't really have the solutions yet for low carbon footprint fuels. So the idea is that we are similar to those fuels and would be what they call drop-in, so easily transferable as a fuel without changing any infrastructure or any fleets. But our total carbon footprint would be much lower than the fossil alternative. So they've been developing the hydrothermal liquefaction technology called CAT-HTR over 16 years in Australia. And Arbios invested in a scale-up plant in Australia with Licella. And now we are developing and in the middle of commissioning the largest hydrothermal liquefaction facility in the world in Prince George here. So hydrothermal liquefaction is really using water at supercritical or subsupercritical temperatures and pressures to convert wood into basically a bio-oil.
This project, this is the first of its kind on this scale.
Yes.
What are your hopes and expectations for the development of this plant in the future? What does the ideal situation look like? Are you looking at this project to kind of prove this technology and this product in the hopes of scaling it up more in the future?
So we're past the pilot stage. You know, this is really at a readiness level where we're confirming the commercialization of this size. There may be a slight increase in size in the future, but I think the real concept is modularization, so that you could have these facilities and duplicate them quite easily to scale up. And you could actually place them close to where the feedstocks are, as the added advantage of lowering the carbon intensity involved in transportation from the feedstocks to the facility as well.
Right, and you mentioned feedstocks, and what we once considered as wood waste, this byproduct that we couldn't get rid of and stockpiled is now becoming in demand. All kinds of people want it for all kinds of things. Are you confident that the Prince George area will be in a sufficient supply of that feedstock for this plant?
Yeah, so we're quite a bit smaller than our neighbours, so we're confident that we've got feedstock supply for this plant. And I just want to remind everybody, it's not pure fibre, it is the residues that are associated with the forest industry. So we have an opportunity here to create a high-value product, a high-value renewable product and a sustainable product from these residues that are underutilized currently.
Canfor itself has had some ups and downs in recent times as far as layoffs, employment opportunities, that kind of thing. Does the Arbios facility present an opportunity for transitioning some of that labor into a slightly different but albeit similar facility?
I can't speak for Canfor, and we are quite a small facility, so I just want to manage expectations. But we have recruited as locally as much as we can and exhausted local recruitment before we look elsewhere. So it is a priority, absolutely.
Roughly, and how many people does this plan employ?
So right now it's about 25 on site, and there's a few more people in head office in Vancouver, but our biggest chunk of our workforce are on site in Prince George. So once we ramp up operations and we want to run for longer and longer, there's an opportunity that we will be hiring more people here in Prince George. And then if we decide to formally expand the facility, there'll be another round of opportunity again.
Different but somewhat similar is the Tidewater facility that we have in the Prince George area as well. It's faced some challenges recently with funding through grants, getting its product out, customers. What do you see as the solutions for Arbios to avoid a similar situation, or what are your prospects?
Well, our prospects are good right now with the facility because we have finished, we've completed the facility, and we're really focused on commissioning right now, so it's too early to tell though. But I think it's very important that we protect the biofuels and renewable energy sectors in British Columbia and in Canada in general. So I think any policies that are in place to help protect us and have our own supply of renewable energy is very important.
At what point would the first barrel of oil, so to speak, be available for sale or purchase?
I can't tell you that right now because we are in the middle of commissioning, but it'll be in 2025.
The bio oil that is produced from this facility, where is its nearest refining point to then be turned into other products?
So there's only two refineries in British Columbia. One is across the road and one's in the Lower Mainland. And we're talking to everybody. It's early days and we're low volume right now. So there's our opportunities.
I've noticed a small trend of industries that are initially based out of Australia taking an interest in our area here in northern BC. Do you have any thoughts on what precipitates that, or what the connection may be, what our similarities may be, or how these economic pathways came to be developed?
I think there's a lot of commonality in regulatory systems and governance, let's call it. But I think that really what's interesting for people to come to Canada and BC is the renewable electricity. Having cleaner sources of electricity is very important for industry, especially if you're looking at sustainable fuels.
Is there anything I didn't ask you about in regards to Arbios coming online?
I think we're just very excited. We are at the commissioning phase of the facility, so we are at the pointy end of commercialization, so we're very excited about this stage, but we're excited for what 2025 brings.
Thank you so much for your time.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.